It's just one, like, when you're sitting there, bro to bro, not even to be gay, no homo, just saying, when you're sitting there and you bust a nut and you're like, boom, boom, but like, it's still like, come after, like, okay, like, yeah, I'm, no.
Right?
No, I need to make sure that I can't. Cause I'm like,
oh, like, bitch, I need something more. Like, come on.
It was like, okay, maybe that's it. But if I'm like, boom, 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 and then I'm like, put. Like, after that, I'm like, okay, so I need to make sure I'm out.
I'm like, bitch, look here. I'm out of fucking bullets. I gotta reload. Let's do this over.
No, but I need to make sure that I am out because the bullets are flying. The bullets are popping off. Like, I need to get the bullets out. Like,
for real.
Like, I know why people, I'm like, oh, shit, I can't rely on the protection to do its job when I'm going boom, 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 and then
like, just put the gun to my head and pull the trigger already, goddammit.
But now you got another kid, bro. I don't get it, bro. I don't,
you
know.
Bro, kids are the beautifulest thing in the world, man. If you can have kids, bro, you can do anything in life after you have kids. You'll find out, man. Once you first have your first child, you will understand. Like, hey, I love the pussy. Like, I will fucking live, breathe, die, suck air out the pussy, okay?
Not gonna happen, bro. Not gonna happen. Because here's the thing. I will adopt. I'm not changing a diaper. So forget that.
If you work all the time, but here's my thing. If you work all the time, your woman's got to be there for the kid, right? She got to take care of the kid. I'm not saying all women have to be there for their kid. I mean, there's some dads that don't want to do shit with their wives in the military
Not, that's not, and that's why I won't have one.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do shit, and I don't want to leave it to my girl. That's not her, you know, I want to have somebody who's just as smart and as strong as me.
I agree with that, brother, 110%.
Do, like, you know, like, I love that. Like,
yeah.
You know, so we're not, you know.
I'll back you on that.
Enough, you know, I thank you. Appreciate that. Like, because some guys are like, oh, I got the woman. She going to stay home and she going
to. No.
Like, you know, like,
that's not my kind of, okay. How do you say
Mentality.
That's right. Thank you. But, my old lady, she's pregnant. We're about to have our first child together, which will be her third kid and be my second kid. So, she bought a computer so she can work from home, and I'm gonna work too. So, you know, we're just trying to do everything that we can for not only us, but for the baby as well. You know,
and honestly, man, I mean, let me, because I'm not by the light, so I guess you can see my eyes are just not. It hurts a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my eyes are not. I get to a certain point during the day, and my eyes just, they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, I'm taking off my glasses because I'm trying to be sincere.
Oh, yeah.
And I can be sincere with the glasses on, but I try my best because I don't like to keep them on. I really try my best.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, like, I, like, Paul, like, man, you're a good guy.
Thank you.
You're a really good guy.
I appreciate it.
I know you're doing your best.
Got to.
I'm looking at the camera right now because I wanted to say man to man. I appreciate you, brother. A lot, yeah. And, you know, just keep being that guy.
Always.
It's not fun.
Oh,
honestly,
no.
I mean, I deal with depression every single day, and I haven't had a chance to really deal with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been kind of, like, trying to hide it in certain ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hide it, but I you know, it's hard to deal with it.
Gotcha.
But, hey, man, like, proud of you. Glad you take care of your one girl. And then, you know, the next one coming on the way. I couldn't do it. I honestly couldn't do it. And, you know, I'm older than you. And it's,
oh, yeah.
It's something that, you know, I think about all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to let you know, somebody needs to let you know that, like, and even my friend Johnny, he's 21. He's got his first kid, Carter. You know, and Carter's like three now.
Yeah.
He sucked it up and just, now he's just working.
Yeah. Just working. I mean, that's all you got to do sometimes.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
Because life's pretty much a bitch, bro. It'll smack you in the face anytime it can.
Well, yeah. I mean, and so I don't need to add any kind of, you know, more trouble to it, is what I'm saying. Just having a kid, I mean, you know, not saying the kid's trouble, but, you know, that is double trouble.
Mm-hmm.
With one, it's double trouble, even with one.
I agree.
So, I would be a terrible dad.
No. Don't say that, man. You'd be a great dad, man.
Shit. I'm a great uncle. I mean, my friend Johnny, who said,
Bro, listen. I said that in life, and then I became a father, and look at me now, man. I mean, shit. I'm sitting out here rocking out with my cock out, pretty much.
I guess. I just know. You gotta know.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I couldn't do it. I mean, everyone says it changes when you have a kid, but there's certain people that mentality doesn't change.
Yeah.
I like being the...
The uncle?
I love being the fun uncle. Like,
yeah.
You know,
not changing diapers and shit? Yeah. I feel
you. No, no diapers. I just come and Stephanie says, you know, Johnny's wife will say, hey, we're not giving Carter this. And I'm like, hey, look what Uncle Martin got you.
Right?
Oh my God, Uncle Martin's a great cat. I'm like, yeah, Uncle Martin got help. Yeah. And then Stephanie's like, you know, why you gotta do this? I told you that we're not doing, like, now I gotta tell Carter you can't have it. Like, I'm like, why is your fault? Because I'm born, it's cool. I'm good now for a month. I ain't
got
shit.
Hey, I'm gonna tell my unborn son that, and you bring it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you ever make me Uncle Martin or something, I will be like, yo, Uncle Martin's in town. And like, yo, Martin, we're not doing this for our kid.
Yeah.
But then you call me and be like, hey, Martin. I know the wife ain't gonna like you, no matter what, anyway. Cause, like, Stephanie and I, we've agreed, we're friends, but at the same time, I say, Stephanie, if I could ever just not listen to you, I'm just gonna do it. She's like, I don't want them to have this. I was like, okay.
Which is really funny, because, you know, my fiance's name is Stephanie, too.
Yeah, Johnny's fiance is, Stephanie. Yeah,
so, shout out to Steph and Steph.
I mean, I guess it's easier for me.
Right?
It's easier for me.
You can't never forget her name, because her name's Stephanie, too.
Don't ask me to remember her birthday.
Exactly. Me neither. Hey, don't tell her I said that.
Birthday
thing can happen, like, yeah. I love you, Steph.
What? Nothing. Hey, Martin. Yeah.
This coach says you're
an
MVP, bro.
What?
My Coca-Cola says you're
an MVP. Is it Martin? Does
it say
Martin on it?
No, it says MVP. Most valuable player.
So, well, some of the cans have, like, names on them now.
I know, bro. They got, like, college teams, you know, Go Dogs, yeah. Georgia Bulldogs, yeah. Dog Nation, baby, Deep South, you know.
Bro, I don't fuck with people. I don't talk. I'm going to put my sunglasses on. I know it's dark. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Bro, you ain't gotta say sorry to me, man. It's just, you know, we just chilling.
But anyway, yeah, man, like, I appreciate you talking to me for this long. Like, you know, we all bros. Right, we go way.
Yeah, for real.
There you go. I was saying way. So, but bro, like, it's,
oh, my
it's
bad.
It's one of those things, like, you have to,
you, got one
you know, make decisions about what you want in life. And, you know, yeah, I'd like to have a relationship. Yeah, I'd like to have a, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to, I mean, I'd rather adopt a kid, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, I know I'm fucked up in the head. So, I don't think I should be, you know.
Man, there's a lot of fucked up people out here in this world, like. There's shit that I don't talk about. Like, there's like, okay, so parents nowadays, man, this younger generation, like, everybody was born after 95. Because I was born in 95. So, I'm 24.
Right. So, you're still part of the 90s group.
Exactly. But there's a younger generation. Like, we're talking about, like, 93 to, like, 92, right. Man, they're out here having fucking babies and shit, and leaving them in cars, and going, man, like, no, don't fucking do that, you dumbasses, you're a fucking parent,
like,
take your kids with you,
yeah,
and then well, there's fucking that's people that's leaving parents. Animals in the car, like, bro, why would you do that?
I mean, I'm sitting here, like, no, I'm seeing parents with their kids, 12 o'clock in the morning, they got the kids out,
fucking, middle of the night, bro. I hate that shit, bro. I hate that shit. Because I'm not that kind of person. Like me? Okay. Say me and the wife had to go shopping, right? I'm going to go to the store and get what we need. Like diapers, milk, food, you know, shit like that. She don't have to worry about that. Because I don't want her to wake up in the middle of the night and then take the kid and then fucking leave and then all the other fucking unnecessary bullshit. So, I would like to sit here with my child, feed my child, feed my wife. I don't even worry about me no more. Like, when it comes down to it, it's more of, hey, my wife and my child. It's not, hey, it's me. Oh, I need beer. Oh, I need this. No. No. It's, hey, I gotta feed my wife. I gotta feed my child. I gotta be there. You know what I mean? I gotta be the best dad that I can be because I know I can be a great dad. So, it's just like, man, like, really? Like, I see all these other kids, and I'm just like, man, y'all are some bad fucking parents. Like, y'all are some really bad parents.
Man, I don't care. I don't care about shouting at a parent. I did it in karaoke the one night. And, like, everyone was like, oh, my. Not, like, to a parent, but, like, we were like, wow. This guy's, I was like, these kids are bad.
For real.
I said, I'm like the reincarnation of Bernie Mac. Like, that guy had it right. Like, you get your kid out at 12 o'clock at night, 12 a.m. Oh, Martin, you ain't got no kids. How are you going to judge somebody you ain't got no kids? I don't need to judge. I don't have a kid. I don't need to have a kid.
To judge, yeah, for real.
To be a parent.
For real.
You're a badass parent.
Don't be having these.
You're a badass kids.
Hey, like I say. Don't be having these kids up past midnight, man. Especially past fucking 11 o'clock. Because you're going to get into a fucking routine to where you're fucking tired. To where you guys are tired. And you don't want to fucking put up with your kids. And you're going to stop caring what the fuck they do. And then they're going to destroy you. Destroy their house.
I say to people all the time.
You know?
That's what I say. I say to them, I say, this is how you're supposed to discipline a kid.
Whatever happened to ass whippings?
My parents, they listen to me now. I should start finishing my book. But everyone's like, oh, well, you're not a parent, so you can't.
I tell you from a parent mind frame. If my kids ever do half the shit the kids nowadays do, they are going to get their ass whipped every single fucking day. Every time they come in the house. They didn't grow up the way we grew up. We used to get punched in the face. Used to have to go pick our switches off a fucking tree. Man, they didn't grow up like us. We used to get beat with everything close.
Yeah. I hit with a coffee can. My dad, we used to get that belt off faster than...
What?
You could even say that belt was off.
I used to get punched, man. I used to get punched in the chest, in the face. Dude, if I acted up, man... Oh, my God.
What I'm saying is that, here you go. I see, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it either, but that's my thing, though. If my kids act up that fucking bad, I will go back.
This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm going to say in my book. You talk to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to your kids first.
Mm-hmm.
And you say...
Y'all listen.
You talk to your kids first, and you say, this is why you should not be doing this and this and this.
That's
and
right.
You explain to them that they were wrong.
Right.
And that they were wrong for doing what they were doing. And then you say, I'm sorry, but daddy's going to have to spank you.
That's right.
You're going to get a spank. But I'm not going to spank it. Dude, my dad would just, he'd be mad and then just, like, son of a bitch, boom, that was it. No, I'm not gonna spank in anger. I'm gonna say, hey, go to your room, and then I'm gonna take a second and calm down.
That's right.
Just for a second, and be like, okay, I need to calm down. And then when I go up there, I'm gonna say, okay, so you understand why you're in trouble.
Yep.
And now you understand you put daddy in a situation where he now needs to, like, I now need a discipline.
Yeah.
He gets spanked.
Right.
Like, you understand that, right? No, I don't want to get spanked. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I'm telling you that.
Straighten your ass
if
up.
You did not do this. At consequences.
Oh, like, yeah.
So now you're explaining it. You're treating them like an adult.
Yep.
Rather than just spank it. Out of nowhere. Just go over and spank. What does that mean? How does that help?
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
It doesn't mean anything. So I say all the time, calm down for a second and go to your room. And then you calm down and figure out how you're going to approach the situation.
Yep.
And how you're going to talk to them. Hey, daddy does not want to do this, but we have a problem. And the problem is you disrespecting. You're not being respectful, or you're, you know, stealing, or you're, you know. And so now daddy has to do this. And I did not want to do this.
Yep.
This is not what I wanted to do today. I did not have fun doing this. But I got to do it. You understand that, right? Please, daddy, don't do it. Please don't do it. Please, I'm sorry. Daddy does not want to do it.
Do you know what I hate the most?
Well, we understand that there is a line.
Yep. You don't cross.
I'm sorry, but you crossed it. And now we have a problem.
Yep.
And now I have to do it. But that's not spanking in anger.
Oh, no.
That is explaining that, hey, I don't want to do this.
Yep.
But we have come to a point where you have made this now. I can't say no.
So
this is now, like, you know, I think that's important.
Yeah. So I remember being younger and getting whipped by my daddy and my mom at the same time. That shit was funny. But it hurt like a motherfucker, I won't lie. And I lied to my parents. I lied about stealing cigarettes. First time I got caught stealing cigarettes. And Mom and Dad looked at each other and they started arguing. And then I was like, I didn't do it. My sister did it. So my sister got her ass beat. And then they found out it was me. Boy, I got my ass whipped so damn bad. I think I got harder than my sister did. I was like, man, I was like, never again. Never in my life. I would never lie to my parents. And I haven't lied to my parents. I love my parents to death. God rest my daddy's soul. Thank God for my stepdad. God bless my mama, you know. She's been going through a lot, man, and I just been here hanging on, man, trying to stay tough for everybody. But I'm thankful for life, bro.
You gotta do it the right way. Like, I mean, I'm not saying my dad did the, you know, whatever he did, he thought was right, but at the same time, like, I know that when I get mad, I get mad.
Oh yeah, me too.
I get mad. So, and that's not anyone's fault. That's not my kid's fault. That's not. Yeah. I shouldn't be sitting there like, you son of a bitch. Like, I should not be just going. I should be taking a second and just going, okay.
So, like I told you that my fiance, she's pregnant, you know. And when I get mad, I go outside. I try to go outside and count to 10. Or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't want to stress the baby out. Don't want to stress her out. So I just try to walk away or try to go live on Live Me or, you know, try to shoot YouTube videos. Like, I just try to do something to escape my mind from being fucking mad all the time, you know? Because if you're mad all the time, man, there ain't no reason to fucking live. Like, that's not a way to fucking live. It's like, I'm mad at the world, so I'm just going to shoot up a fucking school or something. Like, no, man, don't fucking think like that. Like, hey, calm the fuck down. You have a baby on the way. You got a beautiful wife. Stop. Just breathe. I can't be like, oh, my dad died, so I'm going to take it out on you, or I'm drunk, I'm going to take it out on you. That's not a fucking excuse anymore. Like, it's just not, bro. That's like fifth grade shit.
Right, like, it's not, like, it's just not acceptable. Like, come on.
Right, and then everybody that you know is gonna eventually find out, and then they're gonna all fucking disappear. Nobody wants shit to do with you. But on top of that, I'm thankful for everything that I have in life. I'm happy that I'm about to make a YouTube channel. Barefoot Outdoors. I mean, I'm thankful for a good-ass friend, Martin. Thank you. I'm thankful for a beautiful fiance. I'm thankful for a healthy kid. I'm thankful for my beautiful daughter. You know, I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful for my family, you know, living off the land and just doing things I always wanted to do. You know?
No, I mean, you've grown up so much, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm older than you. You're like my little bro.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. Like, you know, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
If I wasn't proud of you, we wouldn't be talking. But you, like, once again, you're one of those, you know, it's game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Game changer.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name, game changer.
Yep.
You changed the game.
Because everybody knows, like I could be going through the worst times ever in my life, but I'm there. Like, I'm there. No matter what I'm going through, I am there for my friends. I'm there for my family, my supporters, you know, all that. Random people, like homeless people, man. I love homeless people. I wish we, in the United States, I wish we had less of a homeless rate for our veterans, for people that are out here struggling, you know, because times are getting fucking hard, man. It's hard to fucking make money. It's hard to find jobs. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, even for me, like it's hard for me to find a job, you know, because you ain't got shit. And if you ain't got shit, that means you ain't shit in America anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's essentially. I mean, well, you ain't anything that, you know, it depends on what state you live in. I mean, you're in a state where, like, honestly, poverty is just rapid. Same thing with, you know, Arizona.
Yeah.
It's encouraged.
Yeah.
To not work. To not do your job.
Mm-hmm.
To not work. You know, and I'm like, yeah, that's a problem. Like, that kind of...
Yeah.
You know, I worked for everything I have now. You know, my car, I worked for everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I'm at the point where I'm like, you know, like, you ain't working, you ain't doing your job.
You ain't living the life you're supposed to be, you know, the life that you're supposed to be working. But you know what they say? If you're working and you don't feel happy, that's not the right job for you.
Well, yeah, and I've had like 4 different jobs since I've been out of here.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't like this, I didn't like that, and if you're like, yo, you change jobs every like week. I'm like, so I'm trying to find the one I like.
Every job that I had, I've never liked. You know, life's been hard for me, man. I've been working since I was 12. I'm fucking 24 now, so yeah. I'm sorry, I cuss a lot, but. God almighty, that's a lot of fucking years,
lady,
bro.
As long as your old lady ain't around, I'll try to respect.
That's a whole 12 years of working already, and I still got my whole life to go, and that's why I want to do the whole YouTube thing. Like, bro, I want to do something that brings somebody else's joy, you know? Some people that can't even get out there and go enjoy the outdoors, you know, because they're allergic to something, or they got some kind of disability. That's what I want to do, man. Like, I want to fish, I want to hunt, I want to take veterans on hunts, man, because there's a lot of veterans out there that's been blown up, that's been shot, or damn near fucking dead, and they've always had the dream of going out there, catching the biggest fish of their life, or shooting the biggest deer, elk, boar, whatever, like bear, man. That's what I want to do. I want to make their dreams come true. It's not even for me anymore. You know? I just want to make people happy and do what they want to do. That's like my whole plan about this whole YouTube channel. And people might not like me because I said stuff like that, but it's the truth, man. We're living on hard times right now, and kids nowadays need to learn this, how to live off the land. I don't care if you're a female or you're a male. If you're a single parent, take your kids fishing, take them hunting, learn how to hunt, and take your kids hunting. Just do something with your kids nonstop. Be active. Don't sit there and let your life go to waste. Or tell your kids that they'll never be nothing, because they will. Kids are our future. Always. It's what they said about our generation. Guess what? All of them are fucking dumbasses. Sorry. Hate to say it, but it's the truth.
No, you're good. No, you're right. You're right. It's rough. And it's not fun to say. But there's no work ethic. That's the main problem.
Exactly.
That's why they're dumb.
Bro, they haven't had a work ethic that's actually fucking stuck since 1990.
Yeah.
Since 1990. Because nobody wants to get their hands dirty anymore. And the jobs don't want to pay the money for people to get their hands dirty.
Paying good enough for what they would need to do. I didn't make a lot of money back when I was their age. You know?
I've been working. I ain't gonna lie to you. I worked construction damn near all my life. All my life. And I always made the same amount. Even when it's shit I know.
You make more than me probably then, so I'll tell you that right now. You know, that's what
but now I will not pull my tools out unless it's over $10 an hour. And I shouldn't be that fucking picky because there's people out there that make $7.25 an hour.
How are you not making like $22 an hour?
Exactly.
Like, that's like even here.
Yep.
Like, $22 an hour. Like, any construction.
I'm on that the same page with everybody else. Make minimum wage $15 an hour. If the cost of living is going to go up, make it $15 an hour. If that's how the government wants everybody in this fucking world that's not grateful enough to make a decent fucking job, and I guarantee you half of everybody's going to be like, oh, that's because they didn't do this, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. No, that's not because of that. Everybody deserves equal rights, women and men. We got fucking families out here. We got single parents out here. We got kids that go to fucking adoption. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't want their fucking kids. And it's just like, bro, how do you expect us to make something out of ourselves when you can't even pay for a fucking apartment on $8, $9 an hour? Because everybody wants to raise shit up. Gasoline, fucking rent, electric. Man, we ain't got time for that shit. We ain't got time for this shit. We're too fucking old for this. And this is starting to be a fucking problem. I still feel the same way about, you know, like I told you earlier, the projects. The projects, you know, the hood. The hood hood.
You can switch your camera off for a minute because I'm trying to, like, charge my phone real quick. All
right.
So I'm going to switch cameras off just to save battery. But yeah, no, it's becoming to the point where it's like.
But like the hood, man. Like they need to do something. They need to do something better for all the hood. You know what I'm saying? They talking about all these kids picking up guns, selling drugs, shit like that. Yes, everybody has to fucking do something in life to make money. You know, a drug dealer's gonna sell drugs because he's trying to support his fucking family.
Well, drugs, and that's why I say, you know, quotations, drugs, whatever the, you know, drugs.
Yeah.
If something does not benefit the human body, that is a drug to
yep.
me. Like, marijuana does not hurt the human body. But nope. Heroin, cocaine, those things. Yep. It hurt the human body. Those are drugs. Those are real drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That is a drug. I'm
That's hardcore.
It is.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
But I won't kick you if you're down. You know what I mean? I won't kick nobody.
You know that. I already told you that.
Because I can sit here and say my sister is a heroin addict. Because she is. And she's locked up in jail right now because she can't go to rehab because she freaks the fuck out. But at the end of the day, that is still my sister, you know, and I hope she knocks this fucking drug addiction. I really hope she does. Everybody, see, that's what the problem is. Everybody gives up on people from their first fuck up. I gave my sister 3 times, she fucked up. This is the last time that I'm forgiving her and all of that, you know. She stole from me. She stole from my wife. I'm not doing it. Like, she's not coming to my house, but she's still my sister. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she's still family at the end of the day, regardless. She's my sister. And I love her kids to death, even though my mom's got to raise her. Raise them, sorry. But that's one thing about me, man. One thing about me. I will never touch drugs ever in my life. Because I'm better than that. I don't have to go and find that addiction because I got the addiction in my veins already. Because I fish, I hunt, I love the outdoors, I love being outside. I got a family. I got to take care of my family and my mom, my dad. I got to make sure they're okay. My nieces, my nephews, man. I can't do that when I'm addicted to drugs, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, at some point you have to say to yourself, you know, I'm still playing flag, and I mean I haven't been on, you know, my pen for a while, but you know I need to be back on my pen, honestly, because I've ruined myself.
Yeah.
I got 17 concussions, 17 recorded concussions. That's only recorded. Honestly, it's probably 25.
Yeah.
That weren't recorded. Like, 17 recorded concussions, and now my knees hurt. That's why I moved to Arizona, was for the dry heat. Like, my knees hurt, my back hurts.
Oh,
I can still play, but can I play tackle anymore? No. No, it's not going to happen anymore. It's just not. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
And I understand that, and it hurts. But at the same time, I've turned into a coach, and I play flag.
Yeah.
I like playing flag. But even playing flag takes a toll.
Yeah.
So, I have my pen. Where, you know, that's my, you know, my wax pen. Because, but... if somebody told me, would you do it again? Yeah, I'd do it again. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'd play again.
Hell yeah.
I don't care. But, like, I know that I've taken too many hits.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's over.
Yeah, like, that's like my dad. You know, my stepdad. He's like 63 going to 64 going to 65. And, you know, I was like, hey, you can't run. Ha, ha, ha. That motherfucker will catch me every time I run. Now he played tackle football. He blown his knee out. His whole knee. He blew it out in the war. And he's got to have another hip replacement, and he's got a fake knee, and he can still get up and do things like that. But when it comes to like the physical shit, he has really hard problems with.
I mean, the problem is that I took, and I hate this coach for it. My sophomore year, we had a new coach, and I took I just took so many hits at quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, we had a new coach, a new system, and I did everything I could, and, like, I just, it makes me, I think about it to this day, like, just, boom, down, 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 like several to the point where I was like,
fuck this.
I'm hurt. Like, I went four games in.
Mm-hmm.
We had four more games left. And I said, I can't do it anymore, coach. I can't.
Yeah.
I said, that line is not protecting me. I am so hurt. Like, I can't. And you know, the guys on the offensive line even said, I'm sorry, Martin, we know, because the year before, I was solid.
Yeah.
I said, if I can't even get the ball off right now, coach. And you're like, okay, all right, you're done. I went to the doctor. Doctor's like, you have a herniated disc, and your knees are severely swollen by... You can't. This is it. You're done, and you're gonna go through physical therapy to make. I said, it made me sad. I was like, I really tried. And he's like, nope, it's fine. You did everything that you could. You took too many hits. I don't even know how many hits I took that year, but I took a lot of hits.
Yeah. You there? Oh, shit. I wonder what happened. We'll get back. Wait a minute. But anyways. Fucking. Yeah. Stephanie!
Yeah?
Come here. My wife's coming to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Huh, here's Martin. I don't know what happened, bro.
Yeah, what happened, bro?
I don't even know. It went quiet.
Also, I was like, am I talking to myself?
I was for a minute. I was like, okay.
I was like, okay. You leaving.
I was like, this fucker hung up on me.
I did not hang up on you, bro. I would hang up on you, bro. You know that.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. I'll turn on a light so you can actually see me.
Turn on the lights. I'm looking for... Oh, no. Hold on. Future said turn off the lights. My bad. Stephanie! Bring your ass here. Come here, you pregnant woman.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to... The lights, I mean, like, I'm gonna need my glasses. Ooh. Can you see me a little bit better?
Yeah, you look like you're about to fall asleep.
My eyes are trained to, they will drop. I need to put my glasses on. Hold on. All
right. Stephanie, what are you doing? Come here. Why?
There we go.
I'm gonna pee on you like R. Kelly did that girl. You say you're gonna pee on me? That's nasty. Not this one.
Girls have a harder time aiming, so that's a little.
That's right. I should have said, bitch, I'd do the Matrix on you.
Like, we just, I've noticed that. My friend's girlfriend's like, yo, like, it never comes out the same. You gotta, like, really learn how to aim that. Like, yeah, there is no aim.
You gotta stick your leg up on the wall and fucking aim that shit, you know?
I'm like, okay. All right. I was like... you understand that. I was like, no, I don't deal with that. Honestly, in my mind, girls don't pee or poop. Right. You guys don't do any of that shit. Like, I try to think that you don't do it. Like, I just try to think you don't do it. Like,
bruh.
How you gonna...
Look, up, bro. I'm ready to go fishing, bro. Yeah.
What is that?
This is a... goddamn, what's it called? I forgot.
How are you moving that?
I'm gonna pull.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
It's a underwater chatterbait.
It's at the end of the pole. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. No, I got you.
It's a little chatterbait. It's a 3-ounce chatterbait. Black and blue. That magic color, boy. I got some 12-pound test on my bait caster, so it's neon green. I like it.
Hey, does it matter what kind of bait you have on there? Like,
dude, I switch it up. Like, I catch a lot of bass on, I watched a couple YouTubers. They're called Guggen Squad on YouTube. Look them up. Hashtag Guggen Squad for the podcast. But, I use a lot of, their baits, man, and I catch a shit ton of fish on them. So I usually, when I don't use my chatterbait on this pole, I got my other bait caster and I use a Bandito Bug by Guggen Squad. I catch a shit ton of fish. The biggest one I caught so far is like 3.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's not bad.
Cause I usually don't catfish that much, and I don't crappie fish.
Any reason?
I can, but I just like to fight a bass, man. As Lake Fork guy says, hashtag Lake Fork guy. I just like to dangle, you know. Dangle my line in the water, I'm fine. Thank God he beat cancer, man. That's one of my top guys. Him and Lunkers, man. That's one of my goals, man. Just go fishing with one of them. Or go hunting. Because they both hunt. I hunt too, and they drink beer, so I'd fit in just right. Hashtag barefoot outdoors goes to Googan.
Well, you know.
Yeah. So. I want to, man. Like, man, I'd love to go fishing or hunting with Lunkers and Lake Fork guy, and we'd have a good old time.
Right, I mean, that basically what I started getting into, yeah, were, you know, fitness, essentially. And just,
oh, yeah.
You know, trying to stay, you know, I mean, because I told myself, and yeah, I'm a little out of shape, but, like, it's just about fitness and about what you're eating and what you're,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you're, like, talking to me about, like, fresh fish, fresh this, like, yeah, like, maybe I should, like, try to get into more of that,
yeah,
and less, you know, like, just keep my, because I'm probably done with beef. I'm probably done. Like, it just, it makes me,
bro, it's just something different, you know, when you hunt your own stuff, you kill your own game, you know, your own food, you know, the processing, the cooking, the putting seasoning in, how much fat do you put into the hamburger meat or sausage, like shit like that, man. Like, it's just there, when you're out there, I don't know if it's just me or any of the hunters out there, bro, you just find peace in hunting and fishing. Like, if you're having a bad day, go fishing. Go dangle a line in the water and feel that bite, and then you will feel yourself in that bite. Even if you don't catch nothing, you will find peace, because it's quiet, there's nobody to bother you. It's calm. Like, you're so focused on if you're going to get a bite or not. Like, time flies. Like, you don't even realize how fast time flies. And that's like one of the real things that I like the most, is I'm out there, I have nobody bothering me, I'm doing my own thing, you know? And my old lady went fishing with me, and she caught her first fish, and we were fucking excited for it, which I still got pictures that we'll post to Barefoot Outdoors Instagrams. But,
I mean, I,
man, we yeah, I always have fun.
Yeah, I got one on my first try. It was fun, but it wasn't. It's not totally fun, man.
Yeah, it took her a couple tries, but it's okay. She got it, and now that she caught her first bluegill. Like, I showed her how to catch a bluegill. She caught a bluegill on nightcrawlers. So now now is the perfect time to teach her. Like, hey, let's teach you how to bass fish. You know, she bought her own pole, which we need to go dangle sometime. But I have faith in her. Like, hey, we're gonna catch a really big one, and it's gonna happen. And I'm going to be there to get it. You know? It's like this kid. With her pregnant with my son or my daughter. And that kid's going to come out slinging fucking fishing poles, you know? I'm going to be like, holy shit. What's up, boy? But, yeah, man. It's pretty much life. Life. We don't do nothing too extreme. Fish, hunt, work, love, every day. And make booty. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know.
But, yep. That's about it, bro. About all I got for tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's, sorry, I'm trying to, like, charge my, like, phone.
No, you good.